The Living Muses of Great Britain. In 1776, the Westminster Magazine published an engraving celebrating the literary critic Elizabeth Montagu and the poet Anna Letitia Barbauld. This illustrated a triumphant article titled Observations on Female Literature, which begins,
"Happily, we do not live in those days when prejudice condemned our women to ignorance to be deplored. There have been always, however, some fair ones who, detaching themselves from the slavery of custom, have ventured to think, to speak, and to write with propriety. And there are many ladies at this time in England who do not blush, who have no reason to be ashamed to discover that they are better instructed than the majority of the smart fellows of the age."
In the final months of 1777, the publisher Joseph Johnson issued a ladies' pocket diary for the coming year. This contained an engraving titled The Nine Living Muses of Great Britain, which was accompanied by the following text.
"Among the many distinguishing excellencies which this age and country boast, the great figure which many women make in the polite arts, as well as in different branches of learning, may be considered as one of the choicest acquisitions. In order to pay a just tribute of praise to such truly estimable characters, we have engaged a very able artist to execute a masterly drawing in which the most eminent of the female sex are represented as the Nine Living Muses of Great Britain. In this temple of contemporary worthies, Apollo is represented on a pedestal, crowning Britannia with a wreath of laurel. The ladies who compose this group are as follows: Miss Carter, Miss Barbauld, Mrs. Montagu, Mrs. Angelica Kaufman, Mrs. Macaulay, Miss Moore, Mrs. Lennox, Mrs. Griffiths, and Mrs. Sheridan."
On seeing a copy of Johnson's Ladies' New and Polite Pocket Memorandum Book with the print of the Nine Living Muses of Great Britain, the salon hostess, Elizabeth Montagu, wrote to her friend, the classical scholar Elizabeth Carter.
"Pray, do you know that Mr. Johnson, the editor of a most useful pocketbook, has done my head the honour to put it into print with yours and seven other celebrated heads, and to call us the Nine Muses. He also says some very handsome things, and it is charming to think how our praises will ride about the world in everybody's pocket. I do not see how we could become more universally celebrated. We might have lived in an age in which we should never have had ye pleasure of seeing our features in pocket-books, magazines, literary and monthly reviews, annual registers, etc., etc. For a poor commentator, who only aspired to brush off a little dust and some cobwebs with which time and filthy spiders had disgraced the bays of a great poet, I think it extraordinary felicity even to enjoy a little brief celebrity and contracted fame."
In what appears to be the reply to Montagu's letter, Elizabeth Carter wrote enthusiastically, but joked about her confusion as to who was who.
"Oh, dear! Oh, dear, how pretty we look! And what brave things has Mr. Johnson said of us! Indeed, my dear friend, I am just as sensible to present fame as you can be. Your Virgils and your Horaces may talk what they will of posterity, but I think it is much better to be celebrated by the men, women, and children among whom one is actually living. One thing is particularly agreeable to my vanity, to say nothing about my heart, that it seems to be a decided point that you and I are always to figure in the literary world together. I am mortified, however, that we do not, in this last display of our persons and talents, stand in the same corner. As I am told, we do not, for to say truth, by the mere testimony of my own eyes, I cannot very exactly tell which is you, and which is I, and which is anybody else."